Welcome to Property Chat. We're talking this week about how you can buy and sell successfully. And by that, what I mean is selling for the highest possible price and buying for the least possible price. A common conundrum, but one we think we can help you achieve.
Yes, definitely. And I think kind of the best way to get this point across would be possibly to put yourselves in the shoes of agents and the shoes of prospective purchasers who are looking to complete a transaction. So Ken, say I'm a purchaser, you've got a property that I'm interested in viewing. So I give you a call, say I want to view this property. You say, great, fantastic. When would you like to go? You ask about my buying position. I tell you that I've got a property to sell. What would you do?
Yeah, well, there'd be two things. First of all, I'd want to obtain an instruction on your house. So I'd be saying we're the best agent, why aren't you with us? Assuming that I couldn't get that instruction, you said no thanks, I'd still like to view the house. I'd be considering my position in terms of other viewings on the house, because we don't want to waste our vendor's time. If our vendor has 10 people that are already in a hot position viewing, then an 11th viewer on the same day might not be ideal for them. We might hang that one off, especially if they can move our client and you can't by definition because you've got a property to sell. That puts you on a B list, I'm afraid, Kit. As you know, we do categorise applicants. It sounds harsh and we don't mean to, in the sense that, you know, we're aware that applicants are people just as vendors, but vendors are the ones that pay our bills and ones that pay us to make sure we get the best buyers through their door. And until you've actually sold your property, you're not one of the best buyers, I'm afraid. It's as simple as that. Now, how you get around that problem is the point, really. And let's just reverse that scenario around and imagine that Kit's now calling me and saying, I want to view that property, my house is under offer. Now, some people think, oh, well, you know, buyers that house under offer, chains, they can be complex. That's all true, but here's the thing. I now know Kit has jumped through hoops to get where he is now. First time buyers haven't jumped through those hoops. They also haven't experienced the nuances of owning a house and the problems that can occur. They might be thinking that the survey is going to be all sweetness and light, when we all know, you know, there are issues that surveys highlight, whereas a second timer will be more seasoned and less likely to fall through. So a second time buyer with their property under offer can be a very hot prospect indeed. Now, let's imagine Kit makes an offer completely different.
Yeah, so that was going to be my next question, actually. So I viewed the property, I love the property, and I want to take it. So I'm going to say to you, Ken, I like the property, I want to offer.
Yeah, now, two scenarios here. First one, if you're not yet sold, I'm going to be saying to you, okay, I'm going to call my client about your offer. Chances are it'll be under the asking price because you're trying to get yourself a good deal. That's natural. I'll go back to my clients and say, Mr. Smith, good news, I've got an offer on your property. Bad news is they haven't sold theirs yet. So here's the thing. What I suggest we do is say to them, well, look, first of all, it's got to be the asking price because we've got nothing to lose. They can't buy your house right now, you know, because they haven't sold theirs. We have no idea whether or not theirs is realistically priced, how long this whole process might take. So there's nothing to lose. So I'll then go back to you, Kit, and say, well, I'm afraid it's got to be the asking price. Now, if you love that house, what's your response going to be?
Asking price, put it in. That's
great.
How I would react.
Now I'm going to call back my client and say, good news, I've now got the asking price from that same client. But here's the thing, they still can't move you. So even though I've got the asking price from them, I will suggest to you that the house should remain on the market. So now I'm calling back Kit and saying, Kit, fantastic news, your offer's at an acceptable level. But here's the thing, because you haven't sold, we have to leave it on the market until yours is under offer. Sorry, it's harsh, but I'm afraid you can't move our clients until that's happened.
And then, so you've come back to me with this information. Now, I'm flustered. I want the property, but at the same time, I'm conflicted because my property's on the market. Do I let it go? I've got a couple of offers that are 50 below my asking price.
Exactly.
Do I accept them? And then that's how
now you're under pressure, and I put you under that pressure intentionally because my client wants to move.
Yeah.
And you can help him do that.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, you can only help him by taking an offer on yours.
Yeah.
Do you see how this is the wrong way around? What's happened here is that Kit has paid the maximum price for the property he's looking at because he's not in a strong negotiating position. But worse than that, he's now under massive pressure to sell his own, which will lead him to take an offer which is less than it might possibly achieve.
And this is a common problem we come across with vendors, and something that I believe people may not have kind of information or may not think about the repercussions when you're going to view properties. By all means, when your property's on the market, feel free to make viewings, and we would advise that to find what area you're looking at.
Yeah.
But in terms of offers and finalising, we would always advise you are in a stronger position once you have an offer on your property.
Yeah, and I'd almost go so far as to say, you know, find the area you want to be in, make sure houses are available within your price range.
Mm.
But at that point, if you haven't yet sold, hang on, don't view anything else. If you know there are things out there within your range that will suit you, then it's at that point I would say hold off the viewings, because once you've found, and it's not just about the money, is it? Once your heart and soul is in that new house and you've envisaged your family having a barbecue in that garden, you know, it's very hard then to think of anything else but making sure you get there at all costs. And unfortunately, those costs can be financial ones and can be considerable. So our advice, number one, sell first. Number two, go out there and let the agents know when you've sold, and all of a sudden you're an A-lister, not a B-lister, and you need to be an A-lister in property.
Well, we hope this helps, and stay tuned for our new sequence of videos we've got coming on buying and selling successfully.